All right, we've got to talk because today on Air Force One, Donald Trump gave a pretty stunning admission. For the first time ever, I think I can confidently say Donald Trump is right about something. We have seen him talk over and over and over again in the last few months about going to heaven. And I'm not sure where this obsession comes from. We've talked a little bit on this channel about the fact that he is clearly in cognitive decline. His physical health isn't great. And so now he's having these discussions about heaven, and it's like, that's not ideal to be hearing from the President of the United States, to say the least. But today on Air Force One, he was being asked questions, and he seemed to just admit that, actually, I'm going to try to go to heaven, but I don't think I'm going. Crazy stuff. I want to get into all of this and just show you the last few weeks of him talking about this. Before we do, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love to me, and I appreciate it. If you just click the link below, hit subscribe, it'd mean the world. On this channel, we're trying to build something big, uplift Gen Z voices in the process, punching back against Republican media. And if you want to be a part of this growing community, the fight for democracy on the Adam Mockler channel, hit subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. All right, let's start with the clip from today. Pretty crazy stuff. Take a listen.
You had talked a couple weeks ago, you were doing an interview, and you talked about how you hope to end the war in Ukraine because it might help you get into heaven. How does this help? Does this help?
I mean, you know, I'm being a little cute. I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven, okay? I really don't. I think I'm not maybe heaven bound. I may be in heaven right now as we fly in Air Force One. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to make heaven. But I've
got to know in the comments down below what you think of that response. I don't think I'm going to be able to make heaven. Well, I mean, again, might be the first truthful thing Donald Trump has ever said. But also in the middle of that, some pretty clear, maybe some cognitive decline there. Talking about how maybe, what is he talking about? Like maybe we're in heaven right now on the plane? I don't even know. But let me back up a little bit because Donald Trump has talked about this before. Obviously, the person interviewing him there mentioning that you talked about ending the Ukraine war because it would be helpful for you getting into heaven. He's talked about this many, many times over the past few weeks. Take a listen to this.
Be good. I want to be good because you want to prove to God that you're good so you go to that next step, right?
If I can save 7,000 people a week from being killed, I think that's a pretty... I want to try and get to heaven if possible. I'm hearing I'm not doing well. I hear I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole. But if I can get to heaven, this will be one of the reasons.
If you're not a believer and you believe you go nowhere, what's the reason to be good, really? There has to be some kind of a report card up there someplace, you know, like, let's go to heaven. Let's get into heaven. It's sort of a beautiful thing.
So, again, some really... So you see there, just again, in the last few weeks, some really bizarre stuff from Donald Trump. We also see him flip-flopping on positions that he previously was very keen on the morality around, if you will, if that makes sense. Does Donald Trump actually believe in anything or care about morals? No. But interesting that he's now talking about taking money from Qatar, taking all these gifts from Qatar, when he previously said anyone who takes money from Qatar is taking blood money. Take a listen to this, where he's talking to the press on Air Force One.
It was very tough and very dangerous for Qatar. They were very brave, and their leader, the Emir, was very, very brave. And Qatar should start getting some credit. And you have to understand, they lived in the middle of everything. So they can't just be like, you couldn't do it. Nobody could do it. Say what?
Have they changed their behavior from 2017 when you accused them of funding terrorism?
I don't know. In 2017, I didn't really know them very well. You know, 2017, that was at the very beginning of my my term.
Again, I think you get the idea here. Well, I thought they were evil people until they gave me a lot of money. And somebody in this Twitter thread, actually, I found this, posted a comparison of what Donald Trump was saying about this issue in 2016 versus 2025. And this is pretty stunning. This is a great video. Take a listen.
Saudi Arabia giving $25 million, Qatar, all of these countries. These are people that kill women and treat women horribly, and yet you take their money.
Not a gift to me, it's a gift to the Department of Defense. And you should know better.
Why don't you give back the money that you've taken from certain countries that treat certain groups of people so horribly?
You should be embarrassed asking that question. They're giving us a free jet. I could say, no, 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 don't give us. I want to pay you $1 billion or $400 million or whatever it is. Or I could say, thank you very much.
Why don't you give back the money? I think it would be a great gesture.
I thought it was a beautiful gesture. Now, there are those that say we shouldn't be accepting gifts to the Defense Department. And I would say only a stupid person would say that.
It should have never happened. And I think you owe an explanation to the American people.
We're giving to everybody else. Why wouldn't I accept the gift?
Have I ever said that? That's quid pro quo.
Wow, that is a really just clear video right there of Donald Trump's flip-flop on this issue. And I bring it up here because, again, he's having all these conversations about, I want to go to heaven, I want to go to heaven today, being like, I don't think I'm going to go to heaven. Yeah, I mean, the things you're doing right now as president of the United States, certainly not heaven-worthy, all right? This guy has done some really awful things. And Gavin Newsom, I pulled this clip, put it really well. Take a listen.
It is about the United States of America. He doesn't believe in that. He believes in the red states. He's going after, he's a war. He's a wartime president. He's the head of a war party. War on women. War on voting rights. War on Hispanics. A war on this state. War on institutions. War on history. I mean, this is serious. This guy's trying to get a Nobel Peace Prize. That's what he's going to try to say tomorrow in Alaska, that he's the big guy trying to find peace, really? When he's bringing war to the American people? He put military in the streets, not of Baghdad, and he didn't send the military in his first administration anywhere in the world. He sent the United States Marines into the United States of America in one of the bluest cities in this country, in Los Angeles, one of the great cities, American cities. That's what Donald Trump did. He is a wartime president.
Really powerful words there from Gavin Newsom. And again, on top of all that, the reason he's doing this, why? Because all he cares about is power. A raging narcissist who's getting rich off the presidency, enriching his friends, but in my opinion, cares most always about power. And he's pushing the levers of authoritarianism to see what he can do, how much power he can get. Again, not exactly heaven-bound, not what Jesus preached. For example, this from just the last 48 hours, President Trump yells to golfer on his golf course, your taxes are coming down, speaking to his granddaughter, Kai Trump, who's on the golf course with, because of course he's not working, he's just golfing. See, everyone's happy, honey. The side the media doesn't want you to see. And Brett Mycelis here putting it perfectly, this tool actually posted a video of Trump bragging to his rich buddies that he's lowering their taxes. Again, We're not talking about lowering taxes for middle-class Americans. We're not talking about, you know, giving health care to people. We've already ripped probably 10 million people off their health insurance after the big, beautiful bill. The government is shut down right now because they don't want to extend the ACA credits. So instead, he's on a golf course, on his golf course that he owns, talking to other people on his golf course who are very rich or do something very important, saying your taxes are coming down. Yeah, right? And lastly, on top of all this, we keep hearing all this talk and the videos that I have played, because the reality is here, you can only take so much of it at face value, because Donald Trump is in clear cognitive decline. And this is something that I've screamed about relentlessly on this channel, on my YouTube channel as well. I mean, look, this is just one random video I pulled. Obviously, he rants incoherently all day, and his physical health, you know, we see the bruises on his hands, the swelling of his ankles. He can't even close the umbrella to get into Air Force One. I mean, what is going on here? And again, the people who talked about this nonstop for 4 years with Biden seem to have no issues with any of these things. If this happened to Biden, if Biden couldn't close the umbrella on Air Force One, getting an Air Force One, oh my God. The Fox News servers might overheat with nonstop coverage. So, interesting stuff. Let me know what you think of all of it down below in the comments. And is this the first true thing Donald Trump's ever said? I don't know. You let me know. I do read all your comments, and I appreciate you. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. Make sure you're subscribed here, and if you want to check out my YouTube channel, again, a link will be in the description. I hope you have a great start to your week. No King's Day on October 18th. 2.0 is coming up, set to be one of, if not the biggest protest day in American history. I'll be out in Chicago. If you see me, say hi. I'm so proud of each and every one of you for fighting every single day, because it's not easy in a time like this, but you're doing good work, whether you're watching these videos or just talking to friends, family members, or, you know, obviously volunteering in your local communities, going to protests, posting your own videos. There's so many different ways to be a leader in this time and be active. And I know each and every one of you play your part. And I just want to tell you how much, as a young person who cares about this country deeply, how much I appreciate that. I'm proud of you. I love you a lot. I'll see you in the next video.